Cook Inlet Aquaculture's plan was to release about 80% of the fish raised in Tucka Bay Lagoon, about 4 miles away at the head of Tucka Bay. The Hatchery Association has 1 year left on a 3-year permit to release fish at the site, and some area residents have fought the move. Questions have been raised over ecological concerns, the operation moving further into Kachemak Bay State Park, and some fear that hatchery pinks will outcompete wild fish. The association says it has waited to make the change due to operational concerns and not because of public opinion. The Hatchery Association wants to make the move due to difficulty harvesting fish in the extremely tidal lagoon and low oxygen levels, killing fish during low tide cycles.
When we were originally panning up the fish, we had all these other returning fish. The dissolved oxygen levels were dropping and killing the fish in the pens. Now the fish, as Mark Roth pointed out, have the ability to move in and out of the lagoon. We're not having that threat.
That's Malcolm Milne, a Cook Inlet commercial fisherman who sits on Cook Inlet Aquaculture's Hatchery Committee. Milne told the board Saturday that it should follow the committee's recommendation and take a cautious approach.
We don't know what's going to happen when we move the fish out there. We don't know what the survival rates are going to be. And at the Hatchery Committee meeting, we felt it was prudent to take a small portion of our fish, try it out, and see what the effects are going to be.
Most of the board agreed due to the cost of investing in new net pens for the site and because of large changes in how the hatchery raises pink salmon in Tucka Bay Lagoon. It now collects eggs from fish in a freshwater creek near the hatchery site instead of keeping returning fish in pens. That has allowed fish to leave when oxygen levels get low. The hatchery has also waited until fish get larger before releasing them, nearly tripling the number of pinks returning to the lagoon. President Brent Johnson says rising marine survival rates have changed the conversation.
This last year is going to be around 6%. That's real good, and that was done out of the lagoon, and it's reflective of the freshwater egg take that we just started to do. And so I was concerned that we are changing something significant again after having just changed to the freshwater egg take, moving the fish out into the bay.
Other members wanted to move full steam ahead despite the numbers in the lagoon. Board member Steve Vanek made a motion to release no less than 40 million pinks at the head of the bay, but the motion was swiftly defeated and the board approved the Hatchery Committee's recommendation. Cook Inlet Aquaculture plans to move 2 net pens to the new release site for 6 weeks in late March or April. It plans to use different thermal markings for fish released at the head of the bay in order to compare survival rates between the 2 sites. It also remains to be seen if the smaller footprint at the new site will appease opponents of the plan. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.